Welcome to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following Stillwater County sheep rancher Sarah Hollenbeck from now until lambing. I'm Sarah Brown. With spring finally here, it's time to say goodbye to the Hollenbecks as they prepare for a new season. This year's polar vortex produced weeks-long stretches of sub-zero temperatures just as calving and lambing started for a whole bunch of ranchers around Montana.
I think the cold weather really made everyone sour about this winter. But, I mean, we were fortunate to get the amount of snow and moisture that we got, so it's looking like it'll be a very beautiful green spring.
And for the Hollenbecks, who will lamb out 3,000 ewes beginning any day now, there's nothing better.
So once it's kind of green and really plentiful with some new grasses, we can move on to those pastures. Also, when we can stop supplementing them with so much feed.
Feeding less and grazing more is definitely the goal of any livestock producer. Feed costs, hay, grain, mineral supplements, and pasture maintenance are a huge expense. It can take anywhere from a quarter to a third of a ton of hay to feed a ewe over the winter. The sooner they can get out to graze, the better. The Hollenbecks graze sheep on a bunch of leases, some private, some BLM. The Bureau of Land Management and the U.S. Forest Service charge fees for ranchers to run livestock on public land. It's controversial. Some environmental groups see public lands grazing as a taxpayer-supported detriment to high country meadows. They also claim, often in court, that domestic sheep infect wild bighorn sheep with deadly diseases like pneumonia. Sarah sees it differently.
I mean, you see all these fires happening in places like California. If their forests were better taken care of, is it going to stop wildfires? No. But is it going to stop them from spreading as quickly? Probably. And grazing animals has always proven to have a positive impact on the environment.
The Hollenbecks will truck their animals out to their different leases as soon as they're available and the lambs are strong enough to make the trip.
Usually we like to take pairs once the ewes have lambed out and their lambs are like a month old or so. A lot of times it's early summer is when we try to get everything off the ranch at the home place.
That's still a ways away. The Hollenbecks have tons of babies at their place already. Lambs, kids, calves, and colts, plus a real human baby, Hazel. But the big group of ewes has yet to begin. They start April 20th. That means this weekend is shearing for about 900 of them, plus 150 rams.
They kind of can take a little while because sometimes they got to have two guys to do one ram just with their horns and everything. They will need someone to hold the head and then another guy shearing. Plus, they're a little bit more ornery than a ewe is. We like to do them first because then they just feel good and they're done and we can put them in the pasture that they need to go to until they got to get busy next year.
And so another season of Field Days comes to an end, and we say goodbye and good luck to Sarah and her family. Thank you.
Sheep is what I'm most passionate about at the heart of it. It's always been the sheep industry. We hope that it just grows and people try lamb for the first time if they've never had it, or purchase some more lamb if they don't have it often enough. And if you have somebody that grows lamb near you, try and purchase from them. Try and just purchase your meat as locally as possible. I would love to continue to stay in the sheep industry. I'd love for my kids to continue in the sheep industry. They're a good animal to raise, and they have great byproducts with the wool, and they have cute babies. And I'm excited for my kids to grow up on a sheep ranch.
Stay tuned for Season 5 of Field Days, starting April 22nd.
Field Days is produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio in collaboration with the Prairie Star. Theme music by John Cosell. Additional funding provided by the Greater Montana Foundation, encouraging communication on issues, trends, and values of importance to Montanans. More information on Field Days is available at ypradio.org.